Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is actually his youngest son joining you live again, second week in a row. My father decided to take a couple more days in sunny Florida. I am very jealous. Starting to get cold up here. And starting to get that fall-like feel. Yesterday it was a little warm, but, you know, we're going to just start to feel like fall again, especially when 6 o'clock at night it's already dark and 6 o'clock in the morning it's still dark. So you're getting that fall feeling, that winter feeling out there. So he should be back next week. I'm hoping he doesn't spend some extra time in Florida. I'm getting a little jealous here. When we're starting to get this this fall type weather. I'll be joining you live today until 10 o'clock. I'll be able to answer as many gardening questions as I can. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here all day until about 10 o'clock, and then I'll be here at the nursery that I'm broadcasting from, which is the one I work at, which is Northeast Nursery. We're in Peabody, right off of Route 1. You can come join me, and if you have any questions after the show, bring me a sample of a plant that you have an issue with or anything like that, and we can help out. Try to answer anything you can. Again, the number here is 855-660-4261. I was reading my father's weekly newsletter, and one of the articles was about preparing your blueberries and strawberries for winter. And if you didn't read it, I wanted to share a couple points in there that that he had written that I thought really made a lot of sense for this time of year. And the biggest one was about strawberries. In the article, he had driven by a pick-your-own strawberry field and noticed that they were covering the fields in straw. And so he actually went and asked them what they were doing. And they explained to him that the reason why they're putting the straw down now in the fall is it'll help protect the berry plants from the cold and snowless winter winds. You know, what that's going to do is help protect them over the winter, so in the spring you'll have a stronger plant. And what it also does is it actually works out for you in the spring. The straw will actually be under the plant, because once the plant starts to grow, it'll grow up through the straw and be above the straw. So what it'll do, it will actually keep the slugs away, so they're not rotting on the ground. This is the straw will actually keep them, so the air will actually be going through them a lot better and allow the plants to be a lot better for you in the future. They also, at that time of the year, were applying limestone to the entire growing area. Tries to keep the soil on the neutral side. And neutral soils have less weeds growing in them, so that's another plus. So that's what they were doing with the strawberries. Like I said, it helps with the air movement and helps prevent possible rotting of the berries, and it actually will help speed up the ripening in the spring. So it's a pretty good trick to be doing at this time of year for your strawberries. And then again, in the spring, what you really want to do once you get started, you want to leave the straw there, because that is the second part of it. And you want to try and use a garden tone fertilizer first thing in the spring. And then again in the summer. And so, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to help your strawberries for next year, and this is the time of year to start doing that if you want a larger crop. Usually strawberries, if you just planted them the first year, it's the second and third year that has the best yield for you. So if they're new to you this year, you really want to do a little bit extra this year, because next year and the year after will be great yields for the crops. He also does talk about some blueberries in the garden, and talking about cleaning them up and adding some straw as well. With the blueberries, depending upon what size you have, the low bush or the high bush, it really depends on when you do that, because for these, you want to make sure you are protecting the plant, but at the same time, you don't want to create an area where small animals want to go to stay for the winter. So it depends on the time of the year you want to do it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions about gardening, give us a call. We'll try and answer any of your gardening questions. One other thing I want to add about the blueberries is you really want to actually fertilize these in the spring and the fall with a holly tone, just to give them a little bit of that acidic fertilizer. You can also add aluminum sulfate in the spring and the fall. Keep that acidity level high in the soil. Aluminum sulfate, just so you're aware, actually does lower the pH of the soil, and it'll help the plant grow, and will the high crop production will be, you know, again, it will be very high. So that is something to be doing. One thing that I picked up from the whole article that I thought was great is that my father, every year at the end of the year, once everything is ready, once everything is raked away, cleaned up, and put away for the year, he always sprays all seasons oil and a copper sulfate fungicide. So what we're doing is we're taking care of insects and we're taking care of funguses. So it's two different things there. What it does is it takes care of any of the insect eggs or disease spores that were left on the plant at the end of the year, so that it makes sure that in the spring you can start off with a better, you know, a better plant, so there's not as many insects on there. You're going to have your, you know, a few insects that always come in, and funguses depending upon the weather. But this will take care of anything, so it won't start off right away in the spring. You know, once you sprayed those for the winter, it's really just time to put everything away and start heading inside for your indoor gardening. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be talking with Art from Boneyed about the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about a few products that they have, talk about their mouse magic, talk about some wilt stop, talk about a few other items that that are relevant to this time of year and what you want to be using. So it'll be a great time to get some information about what else you should be doing in the garden. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you haven't already, it is time to start putting everything away for the year, getting everything ready to, you know, put to bed, really, for the year. You still have some time to be doing your winterizer fertilizer and putting new lawns in. You still have some time there. I mean, we had a 70-degree day yesterday, and next couple of days are going to be in the 50s and 60s. So we do have some growing-degree days if you want to put a lawn in. This is the best time to be doing that, because the lawn gets to focus on the roots instead of the shoots. I'll be focusing on getting a better root system for you and allowing for next year in the spring for not as many weeds to be coming up, because it's developing this root system that's thick that won't allow these other weeds to take hold of that area. So it is a good time of year to do that. If you're putting any seed down and you have not put a winterizer down, you can actually use your winterizer as a starter fertilizer. It'll give it a little bit to it. Or you can just use a starter fertilizer. It's up to you. but don't do both because you can actually burn a lawn at this time of year. And you might not see it until spring, and then spring you won't remember what was going on with it, so there might be a little bit of an issue there. So you can be doing that at this time of year. Again, the phone number here is 1-855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock answering your garden questions. My father should be back next week. Enjoying his time down in Florida, as would I if I was him. Nice sunny area. We did have a nice day yesterday, but we are starting fall down there. They still got some warm weather, so he should be back next week. So give us a call and try and help us out here, and we'll answer as many gardening questions as we can today. If you haven't already, do sign up for my father's newsletter. It comes out once a week, usually on Thursday. You can go to paulparent.com and click on the newsletter area. It's a great newsletter. I do read it every week. Try to get as much out of it as possible. And as I said a couple minutes ago, I was talking about a couple things from his article. So give us a call. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then compost tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. This is Paul Young, I'm Patrick, coming at you live today. My father should be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Jan from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I have hydrangeas, the Endless Summer variety,
yep.
And there's quite the brown spots on the leaves.
Well, what has probably happened to the hydrangeas? We've had some cold at night, and so what's happening is the tips are starting to get a little bit of a frost to it. We haven't officially gotten a frost yet, but it's starting to get like cold, so it is actually turning the tips and having some black spots on them. Is that what you're starting to see?
Well, it's more like brown dime size all over the leaves.
All over the leaves?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that could be from as well is the amount of rain we're having.
Okay.
Water could be sitting on there, and then when the sun does come out, it can be from water spots from the sun actually baking down onto it.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with your hydrangeas at this time. You shouldn't have the same problem in the spring unless we get a really rainy time of year.
Okay.
What I would do just to be safe, you can do this in the spring and the fall, is just you can spray the plant down with an all-seasons oil and a copper fungicide. They're both organic products that you can spray all over the plants to allow the plants to, if there's anything on them, it'll help get rid of them before the end of the season. And then the spring, it'll give you a fresh start. So if you have those products in there, they're always good to have in the garden because both of them can be used on so many different insects and diseases. So those are two products that I would suggest using at this time of year. If you have some concern, but it does sound like everything's going to be okay with those hydrangeas. And we thank you for the phone call, Jan. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Al from New Hampshire with a question about calla lilies.
Al, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Can calla lilies be grown outside?
They can be grown outside during the year. It is kind of hard for them to, without some protection and a good area to survive during the winter.
Yes.
I do like having them inside during the winter, just as a precaution. But if you wanted to leave it outside and try it out, basically what I would be doing is in the area that they're in, doing a little bit of extra protection in there, throwing some straw on the ground, making sure that the area is just covered and is going to stay the same temperature all season long, all winter long.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put anything down there, and say we get another winter where we don't have any snow again,
yeah,
what happens is the snow actually acts as an insulator, and if we don't have it there, then the ground can freeze thaw, daily, depending upon the weather we have. So, you need something to insulate the area.
Would it also prevent flowers if it's in the cold weather rather than inside?
Sometimes it can have that effect. Sometimes it can have some more dieback.
Yeah.
So, if you have a way to bring it inside the house, I would suggest doing that.
That's the best way. What kind of fertilizer? What kind of fertilizer can you use on that?
You could just use a general all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, or you can be using, a garden tone a couple times during the year, spring and then the beginning of summer, early summer there. I wouldn't put any fertilizer, if you're bringing it in the house, I wouldn't put any fertilizer into the soil at this time.
Okay.
What I might think about doing is you're definitely going to have to repot it. So I would use a product out there. It's a systemic insecticide that Bonide carries. It's a houseplant systemic insecticide that I would be adding to the soil. That would be definitely a perfect way to help it bring it inside to the house. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com. spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to get back to Al, who I was talking to before the break. Just give you a little bit more information about overwintering your calla lilies. The more that I think about it, the more that I had time that I had during the break. Excuse me. I do want you to bring those calla lily bulbs inside, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to actually, about after the first frost has come, and you'll see the foliage is starting to fade down. I want you to clean around the bulb and lift the bulb from the soil. Cut off any of the top foliage and dust the soil from the bulb and roots. And what I want you to do from there is get a container, fill in just a small layer of peat moss or dry sand, about 3/4 of the way full. And you're going to put the root in there, the roots and the bulb into this area. Okay. Then you're going to cover it up, cover the bulb up with about an inch of, the same peat moss and whatnot. And don't cover it up. Just allow it to breathe. Keep it there. That with the airflow there will allow preventing rot. And then I want you to keep it in a dry and cool, frost-free area. So it has that winter dormancy, so it can see that there's a winter and it goes through its time period so that, you know, in the spring you can go out and plant it again. One of the things you should do is definitely check it about once a month and see if there's any of the bulbs have rotted or if there's extra moisture in the area. You don't want one of the rotted bulbs to start contaminating everything else and rot with everything. Start to create a moisture system in there to allow everything else to rot. Like I said before, one of the things I would do just to make sure the soil's all clean is a Bonide product, systemic houseplant insect control is the name of it. You'll sprinkle that into the soil. It'll get rid of some fungus, gnats, aphids, anything that was in the area, especially if you're using some of the soil from outside. Just to clean up the area so you're not having those little itty-bitty bugs that you can barely see. They're not the no-see-ems that you see outside in the garden. These are just like little bitty fungus gnats or aphids. This just takes care of a few of those. So, Al, I hope you're listening. You got a little bit more information. Those are what you're going to want to do with a few other bulbs that you are taking in for dormancy for the year. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jordan from Mass with a question about mums.
Jordan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, thank you for taking my call. My question is about chrysanthemums. You know, sometimes you go to the store and they say hardy mums. And my question is, how can I bring them through the winter? And can I bring them through the winter? And what do I have to do to insulate them, considering they were in a sort of a warmer climate here in Cape Cod? How can I bring them through the winter, the so-called hardy mums?
Well, the hardy mum, you can bring them through the winter and have them next year. It's not necessarily going to work. If there's no guaranteed method that if you do this, that it's going to come back, on the Cape, you might have a better, chance of doing that. What I would do is once you've gotten the blossoms and everything that you would like for the year, give it a cut back about by half. You don't want to disturb any of like the stronger structure of the plant. So if you're going down by half and you're starting to disturb the actual base of the plant, then you don't want to go that far. You could go by a third to cut it back. One of the things I would do is in about a couple of weeks, not right away, because we haven't started to get our first frost and the ground hasn't started to freeze, I'd be putting some straw around the plant to give it a little bit of extra protection. One of the things you could do too, just in case, is, they do this, they have these for roses. It's called a rose guard. It looks like a little teepee that goes over the rose. You can put that over it, and have the straw inside there, but I wouldn't be doing that for the next couple of weeks. I've said it a couple of times and I know my father has said it before. You know, if you put it in too early, you're starting to create like a mouse and rat habitat. You're creating like a little hotel for them. They have shelter, they have food, they're getting the water from the moisture from inside the plant. And if it's snowing, they can get some of that from, you know, the outside. So you're basically creating the ideal environment for them. So you don't want to do it too early. I've seen people put the straw around the plant as late as Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. A lot of times people will do that because about that time the ground's frozen. We'll see. Last year, you know, we didn't have snow pretty much all year, so you never knew when the ground was frozen. You could feel it, but you just had that feeling, well, we don't have snow. Is the ground actually frozen? But you definitely want to do it when the ground is frozen and when all the little creatures have started to find their homes for the winter. That way you can protect the plant. A little bit of extra protection on there, the straw. You know, don't cover the entire plant. You want to have a little bit of it sticking up. But, you know, cover the plant so it has a good temperature base for the entire winter. And, again, if you wanted to, you could put that rose guard over the top of it as well. It's not necessary, but you can if you really enjoyed the color to it and everything to it this year, you want to have it back again.
Thanks, Patrick. That's great.
We thank you for the phone call, Jordan. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jane from Mass with a question about weeds in her garden.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have not been able to maintain my perennial beds this summer at all, and they are just full of weeds and grasses and crown vetch, and the soil's been compacted. I just have not been able to get to them. I want to give it a good start for next spring. Do you have any suggestions for me?
You know, you said the soil is really compacted.
Yeah, moss is even growing, and, you know, it just hasn't been enhanced in years, so I just kind of lost the where to begin.
Okay. One of the things you're going to want to do is you're going to do the best you can to rip out some of the grasses and the weeds that you have. This time of year, some of the products that you can use for that area, you could actually use a product over the top, too.
Okay.
What that is you can, depending upon the, you have to take a look at the back of the bottle because it'll tell you certain perennials that you can spray over the top of. Because what it is it's a, it's a weed killer that you can literally spray over the top of plants. But it's not all perennials that it will do. There are some stronger perennials that that you can spray over it.
Okay.
But it seems like what also is happening under there with the moss and all that is you, like you said, you have a lot of that compaction. And so what we want to do is try and take care of some of that compaction. You can use a product called gypsum.
Okay.
What it is you can either use it in a liquid form or you can use it in a pelletized form. What this does is it'll start to break down the soil underneath it because you probably have a clay-filled soil underneath it. There's probably water sitting in there, especially if the moss is sitting in the garden. So it's actually affecting everything in the area. So what this gypsum does, like I said, is it breaks down the soil and allows the water to go through. It also allows the nutrients that are in the soil that are active but can't go to the plants to allow them to go to the plants. I do a lot of soil sample readings here at Northeast Nursery, and I noticed that there's a lot of buildup with chemicals. And when you see very high in phosphorus and potassium and then a couple other items, you're wondering, you know, everybody sees that and says, well, I have very high soil sample. I have this, all these nutrients, but if nothing's happening. Well, that's because there's something in there that is not allowing it to move to all the plants. So that's why you use a product like gypsum. It breaks down the soil, allowing the water to go through, but it also allows the nutrients to go to the plants instead of just sitting there. So that's something that's probably happening. So you want to actually try and reduce a little bit of the compaction in the clay underneath there to allow everything to go to the plants. And what that'll do is by a neutral soil, we'll be allowed to not have as many weeds, and it'll also help take care of your moss problem. Moss problem is definitely from a compacted soil, which has a shady area, which means water is sitting in there. So you could actually end up with further problems with some of your plants. Could have rotted out. If you put bulbs in there, sometimes they won't produce as much. They might rot easier because when you're planting bulbs, you're not digging them down, you know, 8-10 inches. Because you're doing it a couple inches down. So I want to see you put some gypsum down because that'll break up the soil. And then you can use the product over the top too. But I want you to take a look at the back of the label and see which perennials. I know it does take a lot of perennials that it will work with, but if you have certain perennials on there that it will actually affect, I don't want you to use it. The best bet might be just either spot spraying with some Roundup or be pulling them by hand if you want to go more organic, really. That'll allow everything else in there to grow a little bit better.
Okay, that sounds good. I just
all right,
need
Jane.
A kickstart on what to do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions. My father is spending a little bit extra time in Florida, spending some time with my brother there. It's so nice down there. He didn't want to leave. I can understand. It's starting to turn fall up here. Really starting to get that. Even though yesterday was very warm, my house warmed up. Felt like it was 80 degrees inside the house. So, you know, it was a very nice day. Had windows open. It was like a little bit of an Indian summer, but I think it was only for one day. I know it's going to maybe be in the 60s today. So it's a great time to get out in the garden, clean up your garden beds, get everything ready for winter, you know, rake everything out. There's still a bunch of leaves on the trees. You can start to clean those up, get the beds ready for winter, get everything ready. So once the spring hits, you'll have time, you know, you can just start going on your garden. You won't have as much to worry about. Time of year, we're not as busy in the spring. It's so nice that you just want to hang outside. But this time of year, clean up, get everything ready for next year. The springtime, you'll be thanking yourself for everything you've done. It's really going to help you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got enough time before the next break to get somebody in? All right. So don't want to get somebody on the phone and cut them off right for a commercial. We'll wait till the next break to get to the phone lines. About 8 o'clock, we'll have Art Crockett from Boneyed. He has a bunch of stuff he wants to tell us about. Really start talking about mouse magic and what to do for the winter. Talk about some deer repellents, some of their fertilizers that they have, and a couple different products, where to get them, etc. That'll be great information. Again, it'll be about the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Maine with a question about angel trumpet.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I bought an angel trumpet at the garden tour for my dad this
yep.
summer, and I'm not remembering all the details to overwinter it. Would you be able to explain?
Yeah, you definitely, it's one of my favorite plants. I don't know if you remember seeing the angel's trumpet that he had there, but when I saw them, they were gorgeous. They're full of flowers. It is a, it's considered an annual, if you will, here, New England, this style. More of a houseplant style, but you can keep it outside during the year. This time of year, what you want to do, and what I've seen my father do, is he'll actually take them and overwinter them in the basement. He'll cut them back so there's not much left to the plant, only a couple inches left, and allow the plant to actually just go into a dormant period. A lot of times for those plants, it really needs to know that it's winter and it's time to just shut down, focus on the root system, kind of take a nap. It's kind of like it's hibernating. It's not as big as a bear, but, you know, it does like its sleep like a bear. So that's one of the things you want to do. So you want to bring it inside of the house, and you want to cut it down. There's, you know, about 6-8 inches left on the stem itself. And you want to keep it in a area that's going to stay, you know, cool, but not get too cold, where it's going to freeze. You know, like a basement that, you know, isn't heated, but it's still going to stay, you know, 50 degrees. Or, you know, a garage that's not going to get frozen.
Yeah.
You could do that inside there. One of the things I would do just for the winter is
put a little bit of systemic houseplant insect control from Bonide in there. It's just a granular insecticide that you just sprinkle into the soil. What you do is you work it into the top couple inches of the soil. That way, any of the insects that are there or any of them that want to go towards them during the year, it'll actually help protect them. It does help protect for up to 8 weeks. So it is a good product to use. Now, did you plant it or do you still have it in a pot?
It's still in the pot. I remember your dad said let it get just a bit of a first frost and then bring it in. So,
yeah, definitely. Yep. You know, you want to see that the plant, you want to see like the leaves and the plant start to wither just a little bit.
Because
what you're seeing there is that the plant has started to already put as much energy into its root system, and it's pulling down instead of staying into the plant.
Because it's still blooming right now, so it's still got a few weeks. So.
Yeah, so if you cut it back too early, you're cutting away some of the nutrients that the plant is trying to store in the root system.
Yes.
So you definitely, like he said, one frost just to get it back a little bit.
And then what do I do in the March or April time frame? Do I start feeding it when it's still inside?
You're going to want to start giving it a little bit to wake it up a little bit and say, you know, I want to start getting you going.
And what month would I do that?
I would say probably April, not March, but it really depends. I mean, this past season, we had a March down here, at least in Peabody, where I am, that we had 70-degree weather.
Yeah,
60s and 70s.
Yeah.
If we have something like that and it's going to stay constant, you know, 60s, 50s, all the way until April, you might be able to start it a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But I like to say about tax time.
Yes.
You know, we got to think about this dreaded time of year where we got to pay taxes. Let's think of something else that's going to make us feel a little bit better. And those are the plants that you're going to be putting outside.
Yeah, and I do follow everything, like with the Forsythia bloom. So I use that as a mark. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely want to, and you can start fertilizing it then. But remember, in the spring, when you bring it outside, it's not just going outside and just staying, because the temperatures during the day and at night can change. So you want to bring it outside and start to harden it off a little bit. Make sure that you slowly harden it off and not just stick it outside, because you can do more damage to the plant.
Yeah.
The plant has had the same temperature all season, and then if it goes outside and gets really cold, you could do more damage. So just bring it out during the day, and at night, bring it in. And each night, say you brought it out at 5 o'clock, you know, brought it in at 5 o'clock one day. Next day, maybe bring it in at 5:30.
Okay,
and then bring it in at like 5:45. Just a little bit more time.
Give you a little bit extra.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.